2FM's drive-by with Calvin Harris that ended very suddenly there. And summer, hopefully, the summer doesn't end as suddenly. Yeah, good one, Gollum. Right, it's drive-by. We're here till 7 o'clock. Kirsty Blake Knox, entertainment correspondent with Herald Independent.
Irish Independent.
Irishindependent.ie.
Oh, .ie. Bit of both.
Yeah, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. I thought I'd bring you in because there's so many big Irish showbiz stories, this week in particular.
Yeah, no, there really has been. And it's nice seeing kind of the Irish stories and showbiz kind of come to the fore. We've got some great stories this week.
Tell me about Eve Hewson. Now, the reason I wanted to talk about this, because at the start of the week, or just the end of last week, I read that she's the most sort of Googled or IMDb'd Irish actress at the moment.
Yeah, it's incredible because you would think it's someone like Saoirse Ronan or someone slightly better, kind of someone who's been in a bigger range of films. But Eve just seems to be really capturing people's imagination and attention.
Yeah.
She's big news in the US. They love her. She was in W, which is a really high-end glossy magazine. And she's now in talks with Steven Spielberg for this new he's working on a Cold War film.
Right.
It hasn't got a name yet, but it's a thriller and Tom Hanks is in it. So
yeah.
I mean, that would be an incredible break.
Do you think that dad helps?
I mean,
or it helps to have a dad like that.
I think it might do. I think that I always think with those things, a name might get your foot in the door, but it's not going to keep it there.
Yeah.
I think there's something intrinsically interesting about her as a performer and as a person, and she seems so kind of nonchalant about her dad's fame, you know.
Right.
Like,
I suppose if she wasn't good, she wouldn't be getting the roles.
Oh, but that's exactly it.
Spielberg has stayed in the spare room in Bono Towers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so that's a slight advantage, obviously.
Just slightly,
yeah,
isn't it?
If he's kind of calling over to the house in Killiney, then that's going to help. But
you can get an audition over dessert, you know?
Yeah, absolutely, which is always handy. But no, I really think she's got charisma on screen, and I think that's kind of why she seems to be doing so well. And she's also been credit to her, she's like also in The Nick, and which is the new drama that's being developed about a hospital in New York. And
right.
She's been in This Must Be the Place with Sean Penn. So she has like built up a substantial career for an actress of her age, you know.
And is she living in Hollywood or New York at the moment?
Yeah, like she
in
trained
in a hostel, maybe.
In a hostel, yeah, swimming it. No, she obviously trained in New York in Tisch Parsons, NYU. So I think she's kind of based over there, but comes back home.
She's probably got a bar job financing herself that way, you know.
Yeah, getting all those tips.
Yeah, yeah. And now also Conor McGregor, what an amazing fight the other night. You were just saying to me off air there that at the start you weren't too sure watching it. And by the end, were you spitting blood and throwing things at the
Absolutely.
Telly?
Absolutely, I was a complete convert. When it started, I was like, this is so barbaric. Like, I'm not going to enjoy this at all because I don't like seeing people in movies getting hit.
Yeah.
But by the end of it, I was like screaming at the TV, like, take him down, you know. It was an incredible match. And
What is it about us that we love that? I was just saying, if you saw two guys like that outside the pub, you call the cops. When it's a sort of paid for event, we're actually okay with it. It's entertainment. They're kicking the shit out of each other, but it's entertaining.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I think it's like a primal thing. I think it's just, you know, no matter how sophisticated and civilized you are, we do actually just love a good scrap at the end of the day.
I think you're right.
And he certainly gave us one. Like, he took that fella out, Diego, in the first round. But I just thought it was interesting because Arnie, 80s action hero and governor of California, tweeted him and dubbed Conor McGregor the McGregorinator. So,
the McGregorinator, so that's what he's known as now. I suppose if Arnie Schwarzenegger says that.
Yeah, it kind of has to go, you know.
Well, see, Arnie was Mr. Universe, Mr. Universe at one stage.
Yeah, he was.
So he's okay around the, I'd say, one of those cages,
I'd
you know.
I'd say he could definitely land a punch.
I was reading today that Mrs. Brown's Boys has now made 16 million. The movie has made 16 million in a month.
Yeah, it's incredible. And it's the second highest earning film in the Irish box office, just behind The Lego Movie.
Wow.
It's done extraordinarily well.
Just behind The Lego Movie?
Yeah, I know.
The Lego Movie is the biggest film of all time.
Yeah, I know. It's always those kids' films do really well in kind of comedies. Yeah, they're good sellers.
Wow, okay.
And I was just actually in the Little Museum of Dublin last night for the launch of the Dublin Theatre Festival. And I was talking to Trevor White, who's the director. And they're actually extending the Mrs. Brown's Boys to exhibition because they've just had an overwhelming response. Like, wow. So many people have come in to see. They've got the fat suit that Brendan wears.
Oh, really? Okay.
And all Mrs. Brown's knickers on the wall. So he says that's actually, it's attracted a very different crowd to the type they're used to, but he said it's been fantastic.
So you get a lot of, well, I mean, you get the English in, Australians in.
He said that he actually got a woman calling in from the Mrs. Brown's fan club over in Manchester, and she was like, when's the exhibition shutting down? And he was like, well, sometime this week. And then she said, well, that's a pity because I was going to tell my 15,000 members about it. And he was like, actually, you know what?
We
might extend it just a bit.
Do they have a waxwork of Mrs. Brown in the museum? I don't think they do
at the moment. They've got Garth Brooks' head, but they don't have Mrs. Brown's boy.
A lot of people want Garth Brooks' head.
That's right. But they don't have Agnes Brown, which they really should, because she's an institution at this stage.
At this stage. And for people who are coming up from the country, maybe, where is the Little Museum of Dublin?
It's right on the top of Dawson Street. It's actually a beautiful spot. They've also got a U2 exhibition upstairs, so it's kind of... It's
right on the top, just in the corner of Stephen's Green.
At the top of Dawson Street, and just looking onto the green in an old Georgian house. So it's really lovely.
And it's not little stuff.
No,
I see.
Not.
I thought it was the Little Museum, so they'd have Little Dublin and Little Mrs. Brown, because you know there's a leprechaun museum in town.
No, they're two very different things. There's a leprechaun museum. This is little in that it's not that big a floor space. Not that everything in it is miniature.
Still on the Irish, and good news for the Irish, news from Liam Neeson.
Yeah, I mean, he was ranked in the top 10 highest paid Hollywood film stars of 2014. He came sixth. And he is earning $36 million, well earned in the last year, which is incredible.
That's pretty high. The highest paid last year, I just read there, was Robert Downey. He got $55 million for Iron Man.
And
so 36 is pretty good.
Yeah. Robert Downey came first again this year, so he's really... from the Iron Man franchise is making so much, but it's great to see Liam up there, and it's also really interesting to see him kind of outflank like the likes of Colin Farrell and people like that who you might think would be more bankable, but actually Liam's been in like films that have done consistently well at the box office.
Well, Taken 2, he's very careless with his daughter. Taken 2 and Taken 3.
And he was also in Star Wars, and he was also in the Lego Movie column.
So. Was he?
Yeah. So.
As what?
I know. He was just doing a cameo voiveover. So
last year he did that other one, Nonstop, as well, the one on the airplane, which I quite enjoy that.
Yeah. No, he's got great charisma and great presence on screen. Yeah. So
the news is, we didn't say what the news was.
Oh yeah, sorry. So
we're just saying how great a guy he is.
Yeah. Well, there's that. He's at top of Forbes, but he's also going to be in Family Guy. He's making a cameo in that in the next season of Family Guy. So he obviously met Seth MacFarlane on the set of A Million Ways to Die in the West.
Because he's in that movie.
Yeah,
as well.
He is. So they obviously became good buddies, and then he's going to make a cameo. But he follows like a really impressive list of people who've been on Family Guy, including like Hugh Hefner and Brian Blessed and Gene Simmons. So I'll be interested to see how he kind of takes on himself.
Right. Any idea when that happens, or is it just out now? We don't know.
There's no definite date on the episode, but it's in the works, so it should be out in the next couple of months.
Well, listen, the Irish are doing well.
Very well.
Just in that 5 minutes, look, the Irish have done so well. And good to keep up with them. Kirsty Blake Knox, entertainment correspondent for Independent and Independent.ie. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks so much for having me.
All right. Okay. It's 16 after 5. It's Drive By with Colm Hayes.